Rod Sloan here, and I've just been reading a very interesting article that's on the BBC website that's to do with the 2010 World Cup. The article is entitled How England Can Learn Lessons from the German Revolution, and it's talking about, it's an interview with Jürgen Klinsmann, the former German coach, about how Germany changed their tactics some 6 years ago after a very poor performance in a European Championship, and how since then the German national team has not only reached two successive World Cup semi-finals, but the final of the European Championship. So basically what Klinsmann did was he went round and asked German coaches and players to write down the answers to three questions. And the three questions were, one, how they wanted to play, two, how they wanted to be seen to be playing by the rest of the world, and three, how the German wanted us to see us playing. And they refined that and they came up with three things they wanted the German national team to play, and it's been very successful since then. And if that can work for the German national football team, could it work for your business? So let's go through those questions again and change them to how it relates to your business. So I speak to people about sales and marketing alignment. So I could ask the question to people who hired me how they wanted their sales and marketing alignment to work. So how they want to align. Second question, how they wanted to be seen to be aligning by their greater constituency. And three, how they wanted their stakeholders, their employees, their suppliers, their customers, their shareholders to be seen aligning. Okay, so the three questions is how you want to do it yourself, how you want the greater community to see you doing it, and three, how you want your constituency, your stakeholders, to be seen you doing your activity. And I use alignment. The German football team use playing. You might use selling. You might use speaking. If you're working for an airline, how you fly passengers. What is the key thing that you do? And from that, I just want to come up with one word answer to those three questions. And it's probably an adjective. And I'll give you an example. The three that I came up with was, you know, for example, if I'm talking about my speaking business, how I wanted to speak, I want to speak in a no bull way, a no bull. How do I want people who are not necessarily my customers to perceive that? I say that my work, I want it to be people focused. And thirdly, how do I see my constituency, stakeholders even, seeing that? Then I want that to be practical. Okay? So, but those three things, when you've got those three things, then you can work on that to build your manifesto. Have a look at that. There'll be a link to the article in here. If you're interested in football or how Germany have, you know, rebuilt themselves, this is a fascinating article, but you can use it in your business as well. So this is Rod Sloan, and if I can help you get your sales and marketing teams to align themselves better, then drop me a line. Rod Sloan, thank you.